A man accused in an alliance homicide has been arrested in West Virginia after a multi-agency manhunt. 50-year-old Robert Ross was taken into custody Wednesday afternoon in Morgantown and is being held pending extradition to Ohio. He's accused of killing his wife, 38-year-old Ashley Ross, who was found dead inside their West Ely Street home after their children called 911 early Wednesday. A proposed zoning change that would open the door for data centers in Alliance is heading to City Council for discussion. The measure would amend the city's code to make data centers a permitted use in I-2 General Industrial Districts. Council will hold a public meeting June 15th at 6:15 in Council Chambers. A Lawrence Township man is facing a long list of charges after a Tuesday incident involving a damaged gas meter and a confrontation with police. 41-year-old Ronnie Wright is charged with assault, resisting arrest, obstructing official business, vandalism, theft, and inducing panic. He allegedly damaged and took part of a gas meter near his Bonham Avenue Northwest home and then resisted officers during arrest. An officer was injured, and police say the incident caused neighbors to believe there was immediate danger. Wright is scheduled for arraignment today in Massillon Municipal Court. Smith Township trustees met Tuesday and discussed miscellaneous business. Fiscal Officer Deanna Mock reported the township received a $1,000 grant from NOPEC and a $4,000 tire grant from the Mahoning County Green Team. The money will help support the June 6th spring cleanup. Trustee Terry Chris said a contract is in place to demolish the former General Tire building on Alliance Sebring Road. Work will take place during the cleanup. The township is again looking to fill the fiscal officer position after Mock said the role is not a long-term fit. She succeeded Audrey Fox April 1st. Trustees discussed hosting the Mahoning County Township Association Christmas dinner. There is currently no venue for such an event in the township. Police in St. Clair Township are investigating a scam that cost an elderly woman more than $13,000. Officers say the woman received a letter claiming to be from the FBI and phone calls from someone posing as a Huntington Bank investigator. The suspects convinced her to withdraw cash for a fake bank investigation, then sent a woman to her home to pick up the money. Police say similar scams are being investigated in the area. A former East Liverpool Health District food inspector will stand trial this fall on charges he falsified inspection reports. 64-year-old Alan Masters of Salem is charged with 23 counts of tampering with records. Prosecutors allege he submitted reports for food inspections that were never completed between May 2024 and April 2025. A jury trial is scheduled for November 3rd in Columbiana County Common Pleas Court. Lisbon Village Council is honoring a local woman for heroic actions. Mackenzie Lewis received a proclamation for pulling a woman from a burning vehicle following a crash at South Lincoln Avenue and West Lincoln Way on April 27th. The woman she saved, Missy Aropoli, was also present at Tuesday's council meeting. A man is dead following a shooting Wednesday morning in Austintown. Around 7:20, officers responded to reports of gunshots at New Road and Lorry Drive. They found a man suffering from a gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital where he later died. His name has not yet been released. Investigators say the incident may have followed a traffic crash and fight. A man and woman were detained for questioning as the investigation continues. A Youngstown man is being held on $200,000 bond after a shooting on the city's south side left a woman in critical condition. 18-year-old James Sunderman was arrested and arraigned Wednesday in municipal court on felonious assault and abduction charges. Prosecutors say the woman was shot in the head early Tuesday while inside a parked car on St. Louis Avenue. A preliminary hearing is set for May 20th. A large family fight at Boardman Park Tuesday afternoon is now linked to a shooting investigation in Youngstown. Police say 30 to 40 people were involved in the brawl during a family gathering. About 30 minutes later, gunshots were reported at a home on East Ravenwood Avenue. No injuries or arrests were reported. A man will spend 10 to 15 years in prison for a violent attack on a pregnant nurse outside a Warren hospital. 37-year-old Roger Berger of Liberty Township was sentenced Wednesday in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court after pleading guilty in March to aggravated robbery and felonious assault. Prosecutors say Berger dragged the nurse from her car outside the former Trumbull Regional Medical Center in September 2024 and beat her, causing serious injuries. He also tried to steal her vehicle before fleeing the scene. Public input is being invited in Hubbard as city officials continue reviewing a proposed data center project. In a Facebook post, Mayor Ben Kyle says the so-called Project Milo has been under evaluation for about 2 years as officials review utility demands and zoning requirements. Kyle says no formal application has been submitted yet, and any proposal would still need review from the Planning and Zoning Commission before a city council vote. The issue will be discussed at Monday's council meeting. A cyber attack hit several Foxconn facilities across the United States this week, including operations connected to Lordstown. Foxconn confirms some North American factories were affected, but says production is resuming. The company did not specify which sites were targeted, but operations in multiple states were involved. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Meir.